4-H care.
I thought you'd be all wore out. I'm just seeing if I was getting out good there. And just got out of the rain locker, coming out the basement, and sitting down.
Good. Just sitting here at the computer and radio, waiting for 9 o'clock to roll around.
Or haven't got any internet. And I don't know how to use that personal hotspot stuff. But I just turned the TV on and it's got Dabo on there, which I'm not interested in. But the kids are going to that game tomorrow. Hope they can find enough gas to get down there and back.
They're still having that game?
They have a thing on Friday night that they're interviewing him and all of that stuff, I guess, on Channel 4, WIFF 4. I just texted her and asked her if she was going. She said, yeah, that's the plan. I said, well, be safe, have fun. They got seats up there by that big long ramp, you know, where they come out and run down.
That, well, I don't know about that, but I'm glad I'm not trying to do that.
I think they rub a rock or something as they come down. I think they got rocks in their head, but no, I'm not a football fan. And that makes me bad.
But I don't care anything for it anymore. I don't watch any sports.
When I leave the radio room and go upstairs, I do like to turn the TV on, wait for the news, and usually the football games run over, you know, goof everything up time-wise. So I kind of like watching the last 6 or 8 or 10 minutes or, you know, the last half of the last quarter, if it's a close game. And I'll sit there in the bed and watch that until I kick off.
Before you're right to sleep, right?
They've had some good ones lately here. If they're real close, you know, on score, I'll watch it. But I'm, you know, just before I come downstairs, I'm more of an Andy Griffith type of fella.
I used to watch football with my stepdad, and if I'm watching it with somebody else, I don't have anything against it. I was just picking on you. But it's just, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it anymore.
Roger. Well, to each his own, I would say. There's a lot more of them than there is of us, Patrick. And Barney's in trouble, Otis is in jail, and they got a riot going on in the jail. Oh, my.
That. Well, I seen a little meme the other day about Andy Griffith and everybody was married or unmarried on there, but Otis, he's the only one. He was a drunk and stayed in jail.
Yeah. Phil, W4NGU, sent me some pictures up there earlier this year. And he went up there and rode around the patrol car and sat at Andy's desk. And I would too, but it's just too far to drive.
That, it's not quite as far for me, but a little further for you, I guess.
I don't even know what town North Carolina it is anymore. But I seen a thing today, I think it was on the Greer Amateur Radio Club. And you got to take this with a grain of salt. I might have read it wrong, but I thought Phil said he had 70 or 80 oak trees down on his property. Good Lord. I thought he lived right there in Boiling Springs.
A lot of oak trees down. And hopefully he didn't sustain any damage on his house or anything from that.
Probably wrong, so don't quote me on it. But I did see something in the email about that up until it shot traps about 7:30. And, I'd like to... Did you say there were some cross-country lines that were down and that there were not transformers available or something?
Transmission lines coming out of the power plant down there have been damaged, and there's a shortage of transformers, yes. So we'll see what happens. But people are going to be cleaning up from this for a while.
Do you mean at Oconee?
Some of the main transmission lines coming up this way and out y'all's way were damaged today.
Oh, man, that's bad. This is your OTR. Well, quite a few years ago, I was working at a hospital down in Missouri, and I had to drive 35 miles to get there from where we live in Pittsburgh and in Kansas. Anyways, I started to leave for work in my little Nissan hardbody truck, and the tornado sirens went off. Well, I wasn't going to leave my wife. You know me better than that. So I stayed until it passed, which wasn't too long, and then I headed for down in Missouri, and I had to go through down by Joplin, and as I turned left off of Highway 43, I think it was, or 171 towards 43, right out in front of me, and I don't know how much you know about electricity, but there was, about a half mile down the road, there was three of these huge telephone poles. They were not metal. You know, these transmission lines that were anywhere from 500,000 to 750,000 volts going across them. And all three poles were on the ground, and each one of them had two phases of that high voltage on it, and they were going straight across the highway in front of me. So I had no choice. So I turned around, went back towards Joplin, and I went over towards Carthage, and I went down to that little hospital I worked at. He heard at me, and I explained to him why I was late getting to work, and I said, I'm not driving across 750,000 volt lines that are laying on the ground there. I said, most likely they're dead, but I said, not only might that kill me, but the people from the power company might kill me for doing it. And I'll never forget that. It was quite the Alpha Hotel, shall we say.
I have met some people like that in my day, too.
I've worked with electricity for over 50 years, and I know better than to mess with high voltage. I used to have to open up switches to these 900 kVA transformers, and they were, they were 750s, and it was 13,800 volts, and that's the most I ever handled with a hot stick. And I got a lot of admiration for those guys, and I wouldn't want to be out there in this weather and that, and up in a bucket truck with the wind blowing and high voltage right next to you. It just ain't no way. But I thought that was really, really disrespectful. And so I just decided not long after that to retire, rain on them. And we come down here. But high voltage is unforgiving. And those transformers, they'll have maybe one or two stationed at different areas of a county or something. But as far as having them readily available, oh, like a spare insulator or something, no, those are special wound for special voltages, and it can take a long time to get one.
Yeah, roger that. Well, Tom, I am going to step aside here for just a minute and get some things done before the net starts, and I'll be back shortly. You and Miss Bernice, if I don't talk to you again, have a good evening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. The 04H Catch, standing by.
Okay, Patrick, good night. Good to talk to you today, and you've done a great job all day long. The 04H Catch, and 0TR 73.
HKX, K04JKV.
HKX, go ahead, Duncan.
Hey, let me tell you that. I've busted out with sweat and been running around putting out all kinds of fires like you have. No running water up here. No electricity. I got a little lantern here and a full battery. And I just wanted to say thanks. I think everybody listening thinks you did a fantastic job. And I just wanted to say, if you needed to tap out for at least an hour, I could run to that if you want me to.
Right now, I appreciate it, Duncan. But somebody may be able to pick it up tomorrow because I'm going to have a lot of stuff to help out with tomorrow cleaning up. But I think I got it for right now. I appreciate it, though, and thanks for the kind words.
Well, fantastic job, and you had your thumb on the pulse of everything going on tonight, so I'll let you get prepared, but awesome 7-3, and I'll looking forward to the net. Back to you.
Thank you, Duncan. KO4HK, standing by for the net. KX-N4ZLK. Is that LK? Clear.
HK.
4ZLK. Everything good?
Everything's good. I just left my radio sitting in the kitchen and thought I had it in here with me. So I had to go chase it down.
Got a picture sent to me of I-40 eastbound at the in the gorge next to the Pigeon River. The eastbound lanes have collapsed into the river. Surprised me. Plan on making a trip up that way anytime soon.
Great.
KO4HK, clear.
4LOO, somebody was asking earlier about potential gas stations or food places that were opening in Easley. I don't have Easley information, but I do have Anderson, which is not too far away from that, if I'm not mistaken. Chevron, BP, and Quick Trip, all on Clemson Boulevard, are open and have power.
We will pass that along, Tal.
In a few hours, get back to me because he's making work right behind me. I work with a guy, but he's down with second shift. He was on the first, but they have to do a little realignment as far as everybody's positions, so it took them 2 hours to get back to me, but that's what I got so far.
Appreciate you coming in here, but I'm going to clear the air because the net's getting ready to start here, so I'm going to try to stand to the side here. KO4HK.
KO4LOO out.
Head with your comment.
Let you know in case you hadn't heard.
Take that, and thank you for covering there for a little while today.
Good help. Thank you for doing there pretty much all day long. Putting you weren't able to probably get done what you needed to do.
What we needed to for today, but there's a lot going on tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a busy day.
Not sure what I'm going to be doing. We're supposed to be helping Seth and Nadine move, but I doubt that's going to happen. Okay, they're moving next weekend, Beth just said. So I will be out in the yard first thing, trying to clean up. I've got that big tree down, and then I've got tree branches everywhere, of course.
Well, it's going to be, I'm going to get the whole house generator fired up tomorrow and go from there, and then got lots of damage down below me here. So trying to get out and help the neighbors and get the roads fixed if I can get my tractor started. Battery was dead on it today and it fought me, so I just give up on it and grabbed the side-by-side with the plow on the front of it and done what we needed to today where the neighbor above me could at least get in and out if he had to.
Good evening, and let me know if I need to send a message to Kevin, your friend, your neighbor Kevin, and if we can, I don't know what we can do, but I guess you have to dig yourself out from that side because you're all blocked in. We'll talk to you later, Patrick. N4ZLK.
KO4HK, standing by.
QDF.
For QDF, I believe it was. KO4HK.
Foxtrot. I'm up here on the west side of Asheville.
Same as Ken.
Good to meet you, and hope everything's going good for you.
It is. How is everything down below us? And I guess I'm assuming you're down in the south upper South Carolina area.
Here in Penrose, just outside of Brevard on the state line, basically. But I've been talking to everybody down there doing the net control, passing traffic in and stuff today. So they're pretty much just like we are. Nobody's got power, or most everybody's without power. Cell service is down. The internet's down. So they're just trying to scrounge around to find gas and what their needs and all that. So, but there's a net starting here at 9 o'clock, so I'm going to step out of here so we can get it started. But Ken, good to hear you, and if we can help you in any way, please come back here. KO4HKX.
N4KDS.
Hey, right quick, I've got family that lives in the Etowah area, which is near both of you. KQ4LLO, by the way. If you can, please keep them in prayer. I don't know what's going on with them. I've not heard from them either.
Come back to me, and we'll see what we can do about it tomorrow, okay, sir?
We'll have to be tomorrow because I'm getting ready to hit the bed. I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm getting ready to be out for the rest of the night. So I won't be able to join the net unless I can get in first.
Well, Sal, you take care. KO4HKX.
KT4LOO.
KT4SKD. KO4HKX, you there? 4SKD, you on frequency? CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX.
Charlie 9, Bravo Echo X-ray, Ian in Greenville, and I'll be sticking around. I have no traffic and no comments. Thank you.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Lima, Oscar, checking in.
I'll get through the announcements first, and then we'll take check-in. So just pause for just a minute, okay? Let me get through this. Comments or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX.
Number 4, Echo Delta, Whiskey Hill.
Announcement or bulletin for the net.
Under that category, I'm operating on generator power for a whole house generator. I have access for both cell phone and landline, as far as I know, and also HF. So people can't get through on the phones, I think I can.
Appreciate that. All right, but let me get through here, and we'll get everybody checked in here, and then we'll see if anything's going on different, okay? Appreciate that. All right. This is a directed net. All stations wishing to check in are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And I'm going to ask that everybody slow down your calls and bear with me because there's only one of us here. There's no internet tonight, so it's just everybody take a pause and let's go slow, and we'll get through this. But appreciate everybody's patience tonight and working with us today. And so let's enjoy the net here and try to help each other out. And tonight we're going to start with Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for all you're doing for calling that in.
Trace KX.
Police again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4 XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4 TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Granville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
This is KQ4 LOO checking in. Unfortunately, I can't stay. I've got to give them 4 o'clock in the morning to work, but I just want to say hello to everybody. Be safe and get to travel. Especially before the sun rises, be careful because there are trees down everywhere.
For HKX, in November, Victor, or 4, Victor Uniform Tango, that's N4VUT, this is Jamie out here in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative, and thank you very much for everything that you've done today, Patrick.
Right there. Last calling station, can you repeat your call sign for me one time?
For 4, Victor Uniform Tango.
4, Uniform Victor Tango.
Uniform Tango.
It's coming up with, it's Jamie, isn't it?
That's correct.
But I appreciate you. November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. Just make sure I got it right.
Roger that.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it. And I will make a note here in the computer right quick.
This is KQ4LOO. This is Al. I'm not sure if y'all received my last transmission, but everyone, I just want to wish you well. I got to go see. I got to be up to work. Go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to be up at 4. So be careful. There's trees down the streets and the roads. Everyone have a good night. God bless.
Now, I appreciate you relaying all that in today, and you get you some rest, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, I'm going to pause right here and recognize what we got. First, there is Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, and he is down there in Cleveland. Then we've got Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he's down in Hunting Pass. And then we've got Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, down there in Southern Greenville County with Tommy. Tommy, thank you for checking in here with us. And then we've got Mr. Tao, KQ4LOO, and he's down there in Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Jamie, N4VUT, and I did not get a location for you, Jamie.
Tigerville.
Thank you, sir. All right, with that, we're going to jump back up here to the RF and take some more check-ins. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta, K4 UBD. No traffic, no comment, and thank you for calling the net, Patrick.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 with the November Claw. Land at the portable. Take a spill. Make a thing. Control.
In Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. That's Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. That's Greg. On a mobile in Powdersville. Short time in it. No traffic, no comment. 7-3.
November Zulu 4, Romeo. NZ4R, Scott in Asheville.
Alright, this is KO4HX, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'm going to pause right here and recognize what we have so far. Don't want to go too fast tonight. Miss somebody. We'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD. And she makes her home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Jan, I hope you've been safe all day and good to hear you. Thank you for coming in here and checking in on the net. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNP. And he is down there.
one line I think is open. And I just learned that I-40 is closed to Tennessee because of a landslide. It took out one whole lane. And I also believe it's closed by the gorge east of here, east of Asheville, by some kind of lane. I don't know the details on that. So anybody traveling, check I-40.
KO4NUE, station looking for information in Girton. We did have some traffic come over the 330 machine today about the dam at Lake Lure ruptured. I don't have anything official on that now, but we did have one station notify that the levee did break.
Did you get a copy on that?
Copy, Patrick. Thank you very much for that info. I appreciate it. KQ4, GWP.
Heard it. The dam was still up, but don't know the severity of it. But that is all I know about it, too. And, Chad, if you know anything else than that?
I'll see if I can get in contact with somebody tomorrow up that way. But, no, I don't know anything other than that.
And you sound like you wore out, and I know you are, but do you have an update on Perry?
Yeah, L1, when the tree hit the truck, it broke L1, which is in the lower portion of his back, and he's in trauma 2 right now. He's on pretty severe pain medication, playing headache. And left leg is pretty swollen, and he's a little bit irritable. So that's all I got.
Well, definitely keep us up to date on that if you can, and come back and check in with us from time to time, because I can't get over to the 330 machine at all right now. So and let us know what's going on over that way. Tomorrow. I do appreciate everything you've done today, and we'll definitely keep Perry in our prayers, and you and Miss Anna, because that's going to be a lot to deal with.
Yeah, well, that's everything I got is in the dirt right now. Every antenna is on the ground. I've been transmitting with antennas on the ground today, just trying to get out, and The Skywarn link is down at the repeater site. A couple of the antennas did sustain damage. Forestry's antennas just pretty much gone. But the machine's still up and running. It's inhibited just a little bit, but it's running. We're able to pull voltage counts on it every couple of hours. And the backup we got, we're hoping we get 7 days out of it. So everything north of that I've been able to determine, Hendersonville, Asheville, Barawalla, I've not been able to make contact with those repeaters either. So, if you need 330, it's available. We're going to run it till the batteries drop. That's all we can do.
And we'll definitely keep that in mind. And but again, you and Anna and the family and Perry are all in our prayers, so dealing with that. And but I can't say that I wouldn't be a little irritable if I was in that situation myself. So just be a little tolerant with it.
Yeah, well, I am tired, and I am very, very dissatisfied with the type of help that we got today with emergency services. And not gonna say anything bad, but I had to take my son to the hospital on a cornhole Ford. The fire department to took the backboard out from under my son with a broken back. And I had to manually load him on a piece of plywood and put him in the back of the truck and take him to the hospital. So I know emergency services are stretched thin, but pulling a backboard out from under somebody with a broken back, I'm out for blood, and I'm telling you right now, that's my final straw today.
Things have went that way, and I don't know what to say. There's nothing I can say that's going to make it better. But I definitely understand your situation. But I'm going to move on now, Chad. Again, I hope you and Anna stay safe over that way this evening.
Roger that, Patrick. Y'all have a good evening, sir, and thank you so much today for helping me. I can't say enough for stepping up with the radio. That was, I really appreciate you, I do. And that was, you stepped up, and you good man, bro. KO4HKX, KO4NUE73.
Delta Whiskey. I just went online and looked up Lake Lure. The dam apparently is holding, but they're evacuating people down below it because it was overtopped. I didn't get all the detail, but anybody living in the Lake Lure below the dam should leave.
Thanks for coming back in here, and hopefully they've got some ham radio operators on that side over there that can start relaying messages out tomorrow when things settle down a little bit. So, appreciate you bringing that to us, Ed. But I'm going to move on now so we can get on to everybody else and everybody has a fair chance in here. But, Chad, again, take care and come back tomorrow when you get you some rest. With that, we're going to try one more time. Echo through hotel. Echo through hotel. Please call KO4HKX. I'm trying to check in. No joy, no copy. You brought the repeater up and that's about it. Try to talk here a little bit. Find you a little better spot if you're on HT. Look for the strongest receive and stand right there on the X. Try again. No copy on that last station. We'll try again here in a minute. With that way, maybe you can find you a better spot or find you another battery or whatever. If you're on HD, all I can say is do the best you can, but we'll keep trying to get you checked in here. With that, we're going to move on up to India through Lima, India through Lima. And hang on, let me pause right here. I forgot to recognize Chad, KO4NUE out of Campobello. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Do appreciate that. Now we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in KQ4JYT. Name is Nick, and traveler's rest.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just checking in and out.
Here for just a minute. The first station, KQ4JYT, was that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And correct?
No, my name is Nick. November, India, Charlie, Kilo.
The computer is Jamie and Chesney, so just why I wanted to double check everything. So hang on just a second here and let me see what I can do right quick. What we got here. First, we'd like to welcome KQ4JYT. That's Mr. Nick. And Nick, thank you for stopping by here and checking in with us tonight. I don't know what happened there, but I got it in my computer manually entered as your Nick. Then we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan. He is our Monday Night Net controller. We're helping out earlier today with the phone calls and text messages. It was nice being able to relay up and get some of those out for people needing to check on family. I do appreciate that, sir, and thank you for that. Last station could not copy call sign.
8.19
GMRS call sign?
No, sir.
Hey, just a minute. Let me get that entered in here. Give it to me real slow because you're real scratchy on my end. I'm just getting bits and pieces of your transmission. This is KO4 HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station trying to check in, I'm having trouble copying your call sign because you're not holding a repeater and it's real scratchy. Around back to it here in a minute. This is KO4 HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that, we're going to try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4 HKX.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s for each one of you.
KX. Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. And once again, Patrick, thanks for your service today. Appreciate it.
Kilo 4, HKX. Sir, please check in out of Peru, Kilo Echo 4, November Hotel, Whiskey. Name is Michael, located in Greer. No traffic, no table, and no power. If I could get a signal report, please. 73, you are not on the net.
HKX. Patrick, it's WW4JET, Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, Matthew here, Northern Pickens by Table Rock. No traffic tonight, and I hope everybody can get some better rest tonight. So, 73s, we'll catch you tomorrow.
4 HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4, JFO, and he makes his home up there, or over there in Tuxedo for me. And James, good to hear you tonight, and hope you and the missus are staying safe over that way. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he makes his home down in Greenville. And Ken, thank you for checking in with us today and bringing what information you could. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Michael, KE4NHW, and he makes his home down in Greer. And Michael, your signal's a little scratchy on my end, but so is most everybody else. You're plenty readable, and it's so whatever you're doing is working for you, and at this moment, I don't think I'd be making any changes to it.
But, sir, I'll turn it back over to you. KE4NHW is a handy copy. That's why I was asking.
There's going to be a bunch of them in here tonight, so that's why I asked everybody to be patient while I started, because it's a little scratchy, and sometimes the call signs are hard to pull out of there. But I appreciate you coming in here and checking in with me tonight, Michael. And you and Mrs. and the family stay safe over that way. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. He makes his home over in Pickens. And Matthew, again, thank you for checking in with us today and bringing the information you could. And just being there for if somebody needed some help. I do appreciate that. And thank you for stopping by and checking in here with me tonight. And with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Lima. Also, I'm looking for any way to get traffic over to Haywood County, North Carolina.
Be Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, if he's still on frequency. Give me your traffic here just a second. Let me get something to write on, and then I will take your traffic. And when he comes in here tomorrow, I will try to pass it over to him, Leroy.
Copy this for health and welfare.
Okay, with your message.
Roger. The name the person's looking for is Mary Rhodes. I spell Mike Alpha Romeo Yankee. Rhodes Romeo Hotel Oscar Delta Echo Sierra.
supposed to live at 95 Whitney Hill Drive in Canton, North Carolina. 95 Whitney Hill Drive, Canton, North Carolina, Haywood County. Phone number is 850-381-0742.
One more time, please, sir.
Phone number 850-381-0742.
One more time.
Roger, 0742.
850-381-0742.
QSL. Her mother is Crystal Mosley. Crystal Mosley, M-O-S-E-L-Y. Out of Florida. Her phone number is 850-691-6809. 850-691-6809.
So, Crystal's looking for her daughter.
The QSL, Crystal's looking for her daughter, and if she can make contact with her.
Let me see if Harry's still on frequency. KC4EZN, you still on frequency?
HKX, KC4EZN. Yeah, I copied all that. This is no cell phone service or landline up here right now. About the only way to make a contact would be to go over there and physically check it out. And I'm not sure how well that works either. There's a lot of trees down up here.
If you talk to Duncan, I know he had cell service earlier, or phone service anyway. He made a couple of phone calls for us. So if you hear him tomorrow, could you... Relay that to him and then get it back to me. Duncan can, or you can, either one.
Yeah, we'll try something. Like I say, trying to call over there is not going to work. And I don't know. I know I've been listening to the traffic on our repeater up here, and not a whole lot been happening over there as far as getting stuff in and out. I think they're taking care of themselves, but I haven't heard a whole lot of radio traffic coming from over there today. But if I hear Duncan tomorrow, I'll pass that on. Well, like I say, right now in this whole area of Buncombe County, whatever cell we had is just not there anymore.
Yeah, the mother was attempting to get a hold of the Haywood County Emergency Services, and apparently their phones are down too. So if someone could relay traffic into Haywood County and get them to go check on her, that would be appreciated.
That in mind, if the opportunity presents itself, we'll figure out how to do it. Beyond that, I won't make any promises.
I understand. And both the mother and the daughter were both affected by the same hurricane in two different states. So I appreciate your assistance, sir. KA5W.
KC4EZN and clear.
Thank you, Harry, for coming in here and helping out where you can. Do appreciate that. All right, we'd like to recognize KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy. He makes his home down there in Taylor. And Leroy, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for checking in here today with us and this evening also. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Juliet Alpha, Jeff and Alden. Just checking in. I'll be negative to negative.
Can you bring your call sign one more time? It's a little scratchy on my end, so go just a little bit slower.
Kilo Mike 4, Victor Julia Alpha, Jeff and Mulder.
I got it. KM4VJA, Jeff and Malden. Thank you, Jeff, for coming in here and being patient with me. I do appreciate it and being a part of the net with us. Matt, go ahead.
Yep. I just want to relay that I was able to copy that. I'm trying to keep a log, and I want to relay if I can.
I appreciate it. Some of them are a little scratchy on my end.
4HKXWG4MC. Go ahead and check me in and out, sir. But again, I'll hang around and I'll trying to keep a log, and I'll relay what I can.
Pitch assistance. We'd like to welcome our Thursday night net controller. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC, and he makes his home down there in Greenville. And Matt, I appreciate all the help I can get. I need it. It's been a long day, but I do appreciate all the effort you brought in here today, relaying information in while you were out and about. Thank you for that, sir. And with that, we're going to move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Standing there out and turn this out.